Radio Prague News. The Czech Senate will file a complaint of treason against President Václav Klaus at the Constitutional Court. Hackers attacked some of the Czech Republic's main news websites on Monday, and Korean Airlines has made an official bid for a 44% stake in the Czech national carrier Czech Airlines. The Czech Senate will file a complaint of treason against President Václav Klaus at the Constitutional Court. The complaint pertains to five cases in which the president is alleged to have violated the Constitution, including a controversial amnesty he declared at the start of the year, the fact that he refused to sign the European Stability Mechanism, and his procrastination in nominating judges to the Constitutional Court. The motion put forward by a cross-party group of senators was upheld by 38 votes out of 68 senators present. 30 were against. The complaint of treason against the president will be delivered to the Constitutional Court on Tuesday morning. A spokesman for the court said it would be given top priority, but a verdict is not expected until the end of March. In view of the fact that the only sanction for treason committed by the head of state is loss of office, the court's verdict will be a mere formality. The president, who is 71, steps down on Thursday after a decade in office. Prime Minister Petr Nečas has slammed the Senate's decision as a mark of vindictiveness, a desire for revenge on the part of some politicians, which he said would inevitably harm the reputation of the Czech Republic. Foreign Minister Karel Schwarzenberg too criticized the Senate's decision as highly imprudent. He said the presidential amnesty and the other matters for which Václav Klaus has come under fire were unfortunate but could not at any stretch of the imagination be termed treasonable. At the most, they could be described as abuse of office, Mr. Schwarzenberg said. Deputy Prime Minister Karolina Pík said on Monday that she was working on an amendment to the Constitution which would in future strip Czech presidents of the right to declare amnesties. Mrs. Pík said this particular privilege, once reserved for monarchs, is outlived and should not apply in a parliamentary democracy. She said the president should only retain the right to issue individual pardons. The Deputy Prime Minister likewise criticised the Senate's decision to file a criminal complaint of treason against President Klaus, saying the move would have no effect and would harm the country's image abroad. Hackers attacked some of the Czech Republic's main news websites on Monday, slowing or crashing their home pages in the latest in a series of cyber assaults on media outlets around the world. Among those affected were idnes.cz, ihne.cz and lidovke.cz. No one has claimed responsibility. IT experts say the hackers flooded the websites with digital requests, overwhelming their systems. Korean Airlines has made an official bid for a 44% stake in the Czech national carrier Czech Airlines. The internet news site Ihnet reported on Monday. Korean Air operates passenger flights to 12 cities in Europe, including a non-stop flight to Prague, but this is its first attempt to invest in a passenger carrier. If it were successful, it would be the second biggest shareholder in Czech Airlines. The government has offered to sell a 96% stake to a European buyer. Other airlines could only purchase less than 50% in order to ensure that Czech Airlines remains a national carrier. The only other potential buyer is Qatar Airlines. The Czech government made a previous unsuccessful attempt at selling off ČSA in 2009. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days should bring clear skies with daytime highs reaching 10 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.